producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive.
That's right.
With your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission,
you are the resistance. Danny in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Much good from the big state, Alex. Real quick, a couple of things, maybe if I can get them out. When the SHTF, you know, we got thousands of Union troops in the country. And nobody can win if they go door to door, on a one-to-one basis. Can you speak to that without advocating, organization or something to that effect?
Well, look, I'm no military tactician, but I've studied a lot of history. I don't want it to go to a confrontation with the military and the police. I'd rather wake them up. The info war is about 10 times more effective. The Pentagon even says that. And the most awake group is our military. Sure, they've been occupied, they've been captured, but once they're aware of that, once they wake up to that, it's over. But obviously, people, if martial law comes in and they're taking you to FEMA camps and the troops are following criminal orders, you got to defend yourself. You don't wait in your house for them to come get you. The best defense is offense, and so that's what will happen. People aren't going to just sit there and wait to be taken to a FEMA camp. They're going to go on the offense. Everything I do is trying to stop that, because that's part of the globalist plan, to force us into a corner so that they can then basically have us all kill each other, then bring in the UN troops later.
I fully agree. I mean, we really don't want that to happen, and I probably should have said that to start out with. Second thing I wanted to say just briefly is, you know, Neil Young's music is more relevant now than it ever has been. You think you could get him on?
You know, I know folks that know Neil Young, and I like Neil Young. Who knows? Maybe try to get him on about his Starbucks situation or, you know, his view of things in the world. I know he's got mixed views on things, but I do like his music. Great points. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Danny. Carl in Nevada, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Alex? Long-time listener. Got to say, I have a lot of respect for you. I just don't understand something about today and the situation we're in as
okay.
far as, you know, over history, you know, is bound to repeat itself. And history also at the same time shows violence is kind of the only thing that gets anything accomplished.
Well, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We're not doomed to repeat it if we learn from mistakes, and that's happened before. But we're affecting the future battle space as well right now. Okay? So what we're doing is getting our numbers up if they're going to go ahead and start a physical confrontation so that we have a chance to win. Listen, they're in trouble. The globalists are reviled. And we need to keep pointing out they're the authors of almost every problem. They're the ones that are going to get the police and military in a bloody civil war. How about we just expose them and reverse course?
Because it doesn't seem to be heading that way. I mean,
No, things are not going well for them on many fronts. And I just don't know. Listen, you need to start exposing the globalists politically, and then they would stop doing what they're doing. They're not getting heat. David Rockefeller, Brzezinski, all these people, they need to be confronted peacefully everywhere they go. Because if you won't fight hard in the info war, you will never fight in a physical war. Motorhead in Tennessee, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Alex. Do you know who Dr. Wynn Parker is?
No, I don't.
He's got a show on Sundays on RB. He's made a lot of patents, and he's worked for the government in water. He's all about the water, down to the vibrational things that about it I don't know, understand about it. But he said there's something planned for February the 15th of 2015, and it's got to do with gold-laced chemtrails. I got one other thing to say, and it's about Christianity. I was raised a Christian, but it sure seems like when King James and them took this thing over and rewrote it, they just rewrote themselves a roadmap to do this to us. So, love you, man. Keep up the good work.
See. All right. Appreciate your call, buddy. Love you guys, too. I'm sorry I'm out of time for Adrian. Lord willing, we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, the Nightly News, and back tomorrow, 11 a.m.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We're live. It is the 19th day of November 2014. I don't normally do the classic talk show routine, but sometimes I do. A few times a year, maybe. A handful of times. Because I really myself want to focus in on the new year that's coming up and all the important developments that happened in 2014. And I want to hear your predictions for 2015. I don't want to do them the week of Christmas or on the eve of New Year's Eve. I want to start thinking about it now. What do you think the most important real developments are versus hype that's out there? I'd like to hear what you think the big diversionary story of 2014 has been so far, and what you think the big stories of the end of 2014 2015 are going to be. When I talk about big stories, things that are going to affect us, possible expansion of NATO confrontation with Russia, ISIS, Al-Qaeda renamed to confuse the public, striking into new countries, hitting the West, race conflict in the United States being turned on high by the Democratic Party and others, Ferguson verdicts that can spark other chain reactions, GMO crops getting out of control, more and more studies coming out that they're obviously hurting humans. What's the next big shoe to drop? Will the globalists launch false flags somewhere in the West, like the United States or Europe, and allow ISIS to attack us, or attack us and say that ISIS did it as a pretext? This morning, I saw two Homeland Security federal vehicles. One of them pulling into a Wendy's I was driving past. It was a DHS explosives response vehicle. It was a Dodge truck with a cab on the back pulling into Wendy's. And then I saw before that a federal police DHS vehicle. We're going under federalization, and it's for imaginary things like just incredibly rare bombs, bombing attacks. The only folks that have really launched real bombing attacks in this country are the mentors of the current president. Oklahoma City was 100% proven stage false flag to blame the proto-Tea Party, the libertarian conservative movement that was trying to get us out of the UN and things. And Oklahoma had just passed a resolution 6 months before to do that, was going for open carry and leading the country in true Americana. So they got hit by Clinton and his people. I'm not going to recap that. I've made a film, been in other films, had the police officers on that saw the bombs. We have the hotel receipts of the FBI team that was there and said they weren't, that were then seen by witnesses in the building planting the bombs. We know they were on other false flags like Fast and Furious and got caught with their pants down as well. So these are the real issues that a politicized FBI has been caught doing. I'm not even saying it's the whole FBI, because it changes politically depending on who's control of it. But it's certain cells in the FBI and the CIA and other agencies working with other cells in the Justice Department right out of the White House. Kind of like we learned there were different cells operating out of the CIA, FBI with the White House, with the whole Iran-Contra situation, the whole thing with Nixon and the plumbers and Watergate. I mean, we know how this works. So what's the next big shoe to drop? Obviously, my reporters have been up there for 4 days in Ferguson outside Missouri, freezing their butts off. They're going to have a lot of news coming up today about DHS massing and a lot more. That'll be at the bottom of the third hour. We also have, from the Hagman Report, Doug Hagman joining us to get into a host of important issues in the second hour. But I want to open the phones up throughout this Wednesday edition, as we cover a lot of important economic news, you name it, and to take your phone calls. Here is this story by Paul Joseph Watson that just went up on Infowars.com. And it ties into a story from November 6th, going back about 2 weeks ago. Obama caught ordering press to cover up Ebola. Pharmacologist reveals, who writes for Forbes, how press has bowed to government demand to keep Americans in the dark. He was at the official Duke University Ebola response with the head of the CDC. And David Kroll revealed that they all got together in a meeting and admitted with the AP and others that there was an order from the government to cover up people being disappeared who appeared to have Ebola. Now, we've had a medical doctor on, Lorenzi out of Missouri, who named the hospitals and the places that people were bleeding out. They believed they had Ebola, and they were disappeared and taken out of the records. That was not ever investigated by the mainstream media. It went on. We have other medical doctor sources. Gucciardi 2 weeks ago went to Dallas to investigate. The doctors were all totally scared and believe they're going to get in trouble when this all comes out 6 months, a year down the road, and the government will hang them out to dry for going along with the cover-ups. We're talking to heads of hospitals who feel liable for the cover-up. It's going on. And I was thinking about it this morning when I got up early and saw Paul Watson's article on Infowars.com at like 6:30 this morning, this new article, and I just thought how surreal it is that because the mainstream media is not covering it, a lot of my reporters aren't even covering it. And it just shows the effect. I've not been covering it. I mean, last week I told Gucciardi, I said, write an article about that. And he goes, yeah, but the doctors are scared. And I said, don't say the names of the hospitals, just do it. And he goes, yeah, but it's not in the news. I know. That's the whole point. That's why he went to Dallas. So I'm going to get Anthony, I think, in here tomorrow. I want to schedule him in here for at least 30 minutes tomorrow. Let's get that set up right now. He'll get his notes together, write an article today that goes out tomorrow morning. And we'll just categorize all this because here's Paul Watson's new article. Now, remember, you had multiple people flying in from New York, bleeding out of West Africa, and they're disappeared. You have somebody dying on a plane, vomiting blood, and before they even check him, they announce he doesn't have Ebola. You got people dying in Houston. You got weird deaths in Dallas. You've got all this weird stuff going on. And the feds show up, and then, no, that's not what happened here. Well, here's Paul Watson's latest article. NYC woman on Ebola watch list dies bleeding from mouth. Authorities say heart attack. Did you hear that? New York City woman on Ebola watch list dies bleeding from mouth. Authorities say heart attack. Our suspected Ebola case is being covered up. A woman who returned from Guyana 18 days ago and was on an Ebola monitoring list dropped dead in a Brooklyn hair salon yesterday after eyewitnesses said she began bleeding from the mouth and nose, but authorities later asserted the case of death was an apparent heart attack. Maybe it is. But it just keeps happening and happening and happening to people on the list. The fire department in New York activated the special operations and hazmat units after the woman who had traveled to Guyana 3 weeks ago, according to the sources of the scene, died at Amy Professional African Hair Braiding in the Brownsville area of Brooklyn, reports the Daily Mail. Despite eyewitnesses reporting that there was blood coming from the woman's face, nose, and mouth when authorities claimed she had not displayed any Ebola symptoms. See, it's also the signs of lying. Why not just say the heart attack made her bleed out of the nose and mouth? No, they just say no blood, but the witnesses said there's blood everywhere. And had, in fact, died of a heart attack. The woman, who was in her 40s, is being tested for Ebola, the results of which will be announced later today. Now, let's just stop right there. In the video, the hazmat crews and all the rest of it, and what happened to the hair salon and the eyewitnesses is on Infowars.com. But just don't believe Infowars.com. Here's the Forbes article. Liberian traveler at Duke Hospital, negative for Ebola. And you read it, and buried in the article, they go, oh, yeah, we were told to cover up what appears to be Ebola in the country. That's the issue, is the order of the cover-up, and why would the media go along with it? That is very newsworthy. Now, I hope Ebola isn't spreading. I live here. I'm not saying it's going to be some huge epidemic or pandemic. All I know is, they're letting people in as the numbers increase in Africa. And notice how the Ebola story, once this new czar got in control, is known for media cover-ups. You don't even hear about the escalation of deaths in Africa. You don't hear about people flying in now. It's just off the radar. 1/100th of the Ebola news there was overnight, starting 3-4 weeks ago, when people got upset and were making it political and saying, control our borders, control the flights coming in, all these other countries banned it, governors said stuff, and the order went out, hey, there's no Ebola, we're Ebola free, a surgeon just died over the weekend who had Ebola, but that doesn't matter in the U.S., doesn't matter. There's no Ebola, and you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor, and it's going to cut your health care in half to the cost of a phone bill, and raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, and you didn't build your business, and Obama doesn't know Gruber, even though he knows Gruber and says he's the main architect, and there are no death panels, even though there are death panels, and we don't want your guns, even though we want to ban your guns. I mean, this is a known group of liars, folks, that killed thousands of Mexicans and hundreds of Americans, including at least 6 police officers. You count the Border Patrol, in shipping guns to Mexico and got caught, and giving heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda and everything else in Benghazi, you can't trust anything comes out of their mouths. That's all I'm getting at here. And everybody seems to know that. It's almost passé that I'm even on air now. It was so radical years ago to talk like this. Now it's just like, okay, yeah, there's cancer viruses in the vaccines. Okay, GMO kills lab rats and the honeybees. Okay, well, I want to hear from you what you think the biggest and the next big shoe to drop is, the next big balloon. What are you most concerned about? Because by having a debate about it, we can get ready for it, draw attention to it, maybe stop it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We also have the special report, Hillary Clinton, Talking Nutcracker Tells All. It's a real jewel by news director Rob Dew. I suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and watch it right now. We're going to post it on Facebook and Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'll be right back.
It's official. Obama is to announce his, quote, immigration reform, unilateral, outside of Congress's control, outside of the courts, in Las Vegas on Friday. Drudge Report calls it the Vegas jackpot. And that report is out of CNBC News. They're saying that the health order will omit health benefits. Well, they already give them health benefits, so I think that's PR propaganda out of the New York Times, if you ask me. We'll give you the details of that coming up. I do want to, again, take a lot of your phone calls here today, and we'll start doing that here in a moment. Then we'll look at the latest in Ferguson. We've got some very interesting news and some good news. AT&T quietly backs away from its use of advanced tracking cookies due to public backlash and the fact that there's now a major market in not surveilling people. Also, military deploys chemical, biological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive response vehicles to St. Louis, Missouri. Very interesting. Terrorism-related deaths up 60% last year, worldwide study says. Yeah, because the West has turned loose jihadi globalist armies. So we'll be breaking those reports down. Also, we'll get into three of the 10 largest economies in the world have already fallen into recession. Is the U.S. next? We never left the recession in most sectors of the economy, in my view, since 2008. We'll also look at a Zero Hedge article about one reader's shocked response upon learning his health insurance costs had doubled. There's another great report on InfoWars.com. This is why Rand Paul is Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare, and more. That is all coming up today. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're going to talk to Mr. Hagman coming up in the second hour with all of his intel sources, breaking down what he thinks Obama may try to pull to get his executive order agenda through. Don't think they're not going to go for broke. They know America's waking up. They're going to pull something. Everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. We know the MO, the history of these people. So do you have your eyes peeled? What's your gut tell you is coming next? That's what we're talking about right now, the next big event. Or what do you think the big events of 2015 will be, or in the last month coming up of 2014? Let's talk to Slim in Canada. Slim, what's your view?
My view is I think they're going to come out of left field with this one. You know, they came at us with 9/11, and they gave us, we didn't expect that. So I think they're going to give us something unexpected. It's nothing to do with ISIS, nothing to do with Ebola, nothing to do with all the stuff that they're trying to scare us. What they're doing is they're basically priming us to put us in a state of fear, which for me personally isn't working. They want to do something that's completely out of the box, I'm thinking. And it's going to be something like, I think it's going to be health related. I mean, you know, you could see that they're upping the, you know, the bioengineering or whatever, geoengineering. These days you see a lot more planes in the sky.
Well, that's what Obama said. He said this is a trial run for something airborne much worse. And it is. This whole Ebola thing is a trial run. Can they order the media to lie and cover stuff up, and will they go along with the order to stand down? And clearly, yes, the media is now ready to jeopardize themselves and the entire future of this nation and the world by being subservient, supine, horribly demonic lapdogs nesting on the chest of this corrupt system.
Well, they don't call it paid programming for nothing. We're the ones who are trying to be programmed. That's the key. I mean, they're trying to program us. We're not watching program. We're being programmed. So, I mean, the media is going to try and spin it to the sheep as much as they can and try and put their spin on it and put us, like I said, put us at a left field, just like they did with all the other false flags. I mean, we just found out that here in Canada, that the one that we had here was completely a false flag. I mean, the guy, turns out, wasn't even, I mean, there's some cases that are showing that the guy wasn't even a Canadian citizen, let alone a guy in the military.
Well, I'll tell you how it's false flag. Major Hassan, that shot and killed 13 people, wounded huge numbers of others. For 2 years, the CIA was watching him, talking to the supposed head of Al-Qaeda, Alaki, and they declared national security on those emails, never told the Army, knew he was going to do it and let him do it. just like they've helped fund Al-Qaeda to attack Assad, they turn around, run into Iraq, grab the oil fields, and then go, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? They're false flagging us in front of us. You know, false flags don't mean the government carries the attack out every time. Sometimes they just fund the nutbags and then open the door for them to do it. Great point. So you're looking for biological terrorism or staged Al-Qaeda terrorism in 2015, so we learn to worship our captors and have mass Stockholm syndrome. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Back to your phone calls and back into the news on this live Wednesday worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please remember how vitally important it is to spread the word about this broadcast. The fact that we're on close to 180 affiliates, a lot of them big stations, a lot of them great mom and pops across the country, is such a testament to the fact that America is waking up. And the fact that this broadcast 15 years ago was seen as out of this world, bizarre, crazy, wild. And now, you see the points we bring up being echoed across the media sphere shows that we're not as naive as we once were. I'm only going off the facts, off the history, off the documentation. So when you're listening to us on an AM or FM affiliate, please tell your friends and family. Please tell people at red lights, hey, tune in to such and such station right now. They're covering some important news. That's how people used to get their news, was word of mouth. And people still get it that way. That's how we've come from nowhere and grown exponentially. Is that as wild as this information sounds, 20 years ago when we started, so much of it's come true that people now understand that we're not perfect, but that we, for all intents and purposes, have got some of the most accurate, piercing, in-depth research and information out there. And so we want to share that with people. We don't want to be defeated by the globalists. We don't want to be slaves. And I was thinking about something right before the broadcast started, and the last caller raised this point. If a robber is breaking in my house and a neighbor calls and says, hey, Alex, I see some guy going in your basement. Most people don't have basements in Texas. I've got a basement. House I've got out in the country has a basement. And if a neighbor called and said, hey, I see a guy breaking in your basement, I wouldn't say, how dare you fearmonger to me. I'd say, thanks, David, or thanks, Ron, or thanks, Carol, or whatever their name was. This is hypothetical. And I would call the police first. And then I would get a firearm. And I would get to a position away in concealment from the entrance of the basement that's outside. And I'd say, come out with your hands up and get on the ground. Because if somebody's going to break in your house when you're there, most of the time they're armed and will carry out violence. If somebody's robbing your house when you're not there, if I pulled up and caught somebody breaking into my house, I'd probably just sit back, call 911, because I don't want to kill somebody over property. It's too much trouble. But if you come to my house when I'm there and break in, you are dangerous, and I'm going to go after you. But that's a side issue. The reason I raise that that analogy is, it's not fear-mongering to tell someone what's already going on. One time I was walking out by Big Bend between one lodge and the other lodges. They're at the Chizos Lodge. And my friend said, hey, let's just walk around. You don't want to walk out through that grass. This happened this year in March. And I said, come on, let's just go back to the restaurant now. I'm tired. That's just grass. I've walked over it before. All right, you're going to break your leg. Walk out about 50 yards. Someone had removed a telephone pole or something in the dark on the gravel, 3-foot hole, leg goes all the way in, rupture half my Achilles. I'm going through rehabilitation right now. Should have surgery probably, but we're going to see. But the reason I tell that story is they weren't being a fearmonger. I always use that analogy. Don't walk around in fields without a flashlight. I've used that for 20 years on air, and then I did it. And that's a good testament there as well. Just because I say something doesn't mean I'm following it. I'm trying to. I try to walk the walk if I talk the talk. But you know, sometimes we just don't think. We're tired. Take a shortcut. When I get up here on air and I tell you that most neurological disorders have been directly linked to vaccines, bioaccumulation of pesticides, and fluoride in the water, there are Harvard and Cambridge. When I say hundreds, that's me lying, because there's really thousands. But people think I exaggerate. Most of the time, I know there's thousands of studies, probably 10,000. I mean, there are thousands I've seen on fluoride alone from Japan and China and Russia and Germany. There are more than 100 from the University of Texas going back to the 1930s. They had studies at UT in the 30s proving everything we know today already. So see, when I say, oh, there's hundreds of studies, no, there's tens of thousands. So many, I have no idea how many. It's in the tens of thousands. So from now on, I'm going to stop holding back. I'm really trying to train myself to tell you what I really know. Because I'm not exaggerating most of the time. I am holding back, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not because I don't think we can't beat them. It's not because I'm trying to scare you. because being in a fear place is not effective. I want you to get upset and angry. But I have the best crew I've ever had in 17 years of having a crew. First 3 years, it was just me. And I guess Buckley helping, my cousin who's come back to work with us after being gone for 12 years. So I guess he was there at the start. My dad helped a little bit as well. And my sister. But I've never had a crew this good. But still, there's an instinct when something's going on around the office or bad news to not tell me about it and try to fix it. And I told them, don't do that. I want to know what's going on. I want to hear about it so that I can be prepared for it. If somebody was coming to rob your house in an armed robbery, would you rather know, even though it's scary? Would you call the person that warned you a fearmonger? When they hang up flyers around a neighborhood saying this man has been seen breaking into 5 houses this week and tried to kidnap a woman, be on the lookout, is that fearmongering? No. It's local. It's been reported by citizens. It's being watchful and vigilant. When they say give up your rights, Al-Qaeda will kill you, and then our own government's protecting Al-Qaeda, that is fearmongering. So you have to judge each thing at each point. I want to go back to your calls. I'm just getting to the point that we're raising the alarm, the watchman, the watchwoman on the wall, the Paul Revere, and I'm not the Paul Revere. We are all collectively the Paul Revere. Great tyranny is upon us, and it's our job to tell others about it. So sign up for the free newsletter we send out every day with exclusive videos, you name it, special articles at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in and then it's free. We can send you emails. You've got to opt in for us to send you the information. Send that on to your friends and family. Repost our stuff on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other platforms that are out there. I don't care whether it's Pinterest or Instagram. Just know you've got power. Know you matter. Know we're on the verge of really getting an upper hand on the globalists, and they know it and they're scared. We're gaining the momentum right now. We've got the momentum. We just crossed over, and we're tied in this football game with a quarter left. This is the time for total intensity and just going into the zone in the information war. It's not about deciding you're going to win. It's knowing you're going to win and committing to it. I mean, do you really want to be a slave of these horrible control freaks that want to mess with our food supply and water supply and call us idiots in front of us on television and laugh at how they're ripping us off like Gruber's doing? I mean, are we really done? I'm going to go to your calls just briefly. 3 times a day I take my vitamin B12, especially in the winter, for boosting my body's natural defenses, immunity, you name it. I took elderberry this morning. I gave elderberry to my children. I gave vitamin B12, a secret 12, to them. I gave them a little bit of colloidal silver, which I don't normally do unless somebody's already sick, to bolster because of how bad the superbugs have gotten. I don't have to tell you about that. InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out very, very quickly. We sold out of like 80% of it Friday through Monday, and now it's slowed down a bit, but it will be sold out at current sales rates by this weekend. So Secret 12, still available, InfoWarsLife.com, the first run of this special, super organic. It is the injectable form, but you take it in the mouth. And that's why it's so powerful. It's nutraceutical, super grade, the most powerful we could find. It took us 2 years to finally get this out. 80% is methylcobalamin, the other 20% is the other type of special vitamin B12 that fuses with it and causes more absorption from the research. You can read all about it, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We had sold out of Oxy Powder for a week or so. More Oxy Powder discounted with promo code NOW. And we are ending that tomorrow at midnight. So Friday, promo code NOW, 5% off already, which discounted, lowest prices. It's gone. We're still going to offer until it sells out. It looks like that'll be this weekend. The Survival Shield X2 with the lung cleanse, 10% off in the biodefense pack. InfoWarsLife.com or the big umbrella site, InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, all of it. And it doesn't just spread the word. Doesn't just inform you to a higher level. It supports this entire transmission. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the good Lord above, my family, everybody put up with me over the years, because we built something very special here, and you've got my commitment to do the best job I can. Doesn't mean it won't be obnoxious sometimes. Doesn't mean I won't fall down sometimes. Doesn't mean we won't fall down sometimes. But you've got a commitment here that we're together in this fight. I'm committed to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall never surrender, to quote Churchill. I am committed, and in my soul it feels good. That feeling of commitment, that feeling of doing the right thing, eclipses any fears, any regrets, anything 1,000 times. It's like joining my ancestors. It's like joining with God. It's committing to reality. It's being a man. It's doing the right thing. And it ain't special, folks. It's just doing the right thing. And it's what fulfills you. Not the baubles, not the narcissism, none of it. Doing the right thing in a good cause and committed and deciding you're going to uphold your family name is what it's all about. And I salute all of you out there that have done that. From me to you, God bless you. Let's go to John in Wisconsin, formerly Wisconsin, FEMA Region 5. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, brother. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is?
I don't know. I think this whole thing about the XL pipeline is like a hoax, and we're being played because you notice that all the Democrats are against it, and they're just pushing against the Republicans and this, that, and the other thing. And in reality, it has no benefit to us. We're not getting any of the oil. We're not getting anything to do with that except, it'd make more jobs down in New Orleans loading the ships. That's about it. And all it's going to do, I think, is to further the North American Union.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that most of our Western oil gets loaded on ships and sent to China at lower prices than we get, sold to the government at lower prices. They mark it up at higher prices than what we pay. I'm not disagreeing with you, but if you're talking about the Keystone, they built a $3 billion refinery in Corpus Christi that the federal government's been not letting them open for years. We haven't had one new refinery since 1981, and this is economic sabotage. And then George Soros, who financed, along with Berkshire Hathaway, the feds not letting the Keystone get activated, they own the railroad. You can look this up. This is in Forbes, AP, you name it, that then transships from the middle of Canada and the east of Canada all the way over to the west to the supertankers to go to China and Japan. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't understand. You're saying you don't think the Keystone Pipeline will give us oil?
Well, I haven't heard any of that coming from any politician's mouth or anything. The thing is that are we going to be able to buy the gas for what they're selling it to China for, which is probably like...
No. No, I mean, obviously they're going to sell most of it to foreigners because they'll... Look, all I know is we need to be energy dependent, and Obama and others have been trying to block that for a long time. And if George Soros doesn't want the pipeline, why shouldn't we have a pipeline to bring Canadian oil down here? I mean, that's all I'm saying is more oil means cheaper prices. And I know they're blocking that refinery. Now, they're saying that refinery may produce gas as well and sell refined gas. So who knows? We'll see what happens. I appreciate your call. I just kind of default. When George Soros is for something, I'm against it. He's for taking my guns, I'm against it. He's for open borders, I'm against it. He's for attacking the family, I'm against it. He's for decriminalizing marijuana, I'm for it. But then him being for it makes me question my judgment. I don't know. Let's go to Maggie in Oklahoma. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is in 2015?
I think that our Justice Department has totally become corrupt, and the fact that it has is going to hit the fan very soon.
I totally agree with you. I think that the reason government acts like we don't exist anymore is they know that with derivatives and economic indicators being collapse level, no way to hold up the house of cards. It's like having a house of cards in your backyard on a still day on a card table. But you know, even though it's a still day, a gust of wind will come by sometime that day and knock those cards over. And a watch pot never boils, but you're going to be looking out the back window, the kitchen window, and those cards are going to be laying all over the ground. And most experts we interview think the big collapse is in 2015. And I want to be clear. I'm not a voyeur for disaster. I'm not a collapse porn consumer. I hope this doesn't happen. I hope we can mitigate and have a soft landing. But the globalists are only accelerating things that will make the collapse worse. And we see government gearing up for collapse everywhere. What else do you think?
That this gust of wind has a name on it, and his name is Schaefer Cox. C-H-S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R-C-O-X.
Who is that?
He is a young man that was thrown into jail 2 years ago.
Send me some info, man, because I'm not aware of what you're getting into. Thank you. Chris in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Americans are going to wake up on a massive scale, and we're going to get big government out of our lives and start ruling ourselves again like we were supposed to. And we're going to hold these criminals responsible for their crimes against humanity and take the info they have on how the world really works, on who we really are, free energy technology, and we're going to become free and prosperous again and show the rest of the world how to do it, and we'll live to be 200 years old and colonize space and explore the galaxy.
Sounds good to me. You know, I know this. It's innovation that gets debt economies going, and the globalists are doing everything they can to give lip service innovation, but blocking it, and it is going to be free energy. It's going to be things like that that they're suppressing that would be the next, just like the Silicon Revolution, that'll be our next boom. Anything else, Chris?
God bless you.
God bless you. Now I'm going to take a ton of calls coming up in the next segment. Steve, Ken, James, many others, 800-259-9231. Our article that Paul Watson wrote about is there an Ebola cover-up going on is linked on drudgereport.com, going viral now, and I hope he adds more to that article of all the other stories, or this is on the left-hand side column, asking, is this...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Yeah. report on the normalcy bias and how it creates learned helplessness, or what I call mass Stockholm syndrome. Alex Jones here, back live. Because the reason I'm trying to get people shaken out of their complacency is the globalists want to put you into complacency to just accept the most outrageous stuff. Oh, we torture people. Oh, we disappear people. Oh, we spy on you without warrants, even though it's illegal. Oh, we give your kids flu shots without authorization. It's all illegal. And they go, oh, but the local government's not a bad group. The person you talk to is not bad on average, and that's true. They're compartmentalized and aren't overtly trying to be evil. But then they go along with the system and have now become compromised. And that happens in corporations, everywhere else. This country is in a crisis. It's starting to wake up, but we need to get fully awake. Steve in Florida, what do you see as the next big event or globalist staged event? I like the last caller because he was raising the point of a huge awakening happening in 2015, accelerating the awakening we've already seen.
Alex, I agree with Slim earlier. I believe they would like to initiate the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act nationwide with mass vaccinations and perhaps a financial collapse. And I've not spoken to you since 99 or 2000, but I just met a young man just a week or two ago who placed Alex Jones' InfoWars billboards in 13 major U.S. cities. I just saw one a week ago, and I'll name the cities if you wish.
Yeah, I'd like to meet the young man that did it and find out more and get other people to step up and do this. Yeah, tell us about it.
Here's the cities: Richmond, Virginia; Raleigh, North Carolina; Columbia, South Carolina; Pensacola, Florida; Birmingham, Alabama; Gulfport and Jackson, Mississippi; Knoxville, Tennessee; Shreveport, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Little Rock, Arkansas. He spent this money, his own money, because unless Americans wake up now, the nation is finished. He told me that to my own face. I've followed and supported and prayed for you for 20 years. I'm going to continue, and I want to encourage you, never give up, and always stay close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Steve, don't hang up. I recognize your voice. You were calling like 18 years ago, and I haven't talked to you in over a decade. You used to call all the time. It's great to talk to you, buddy.
Same here. I've been dealing with Gulf War syndrome, and a lot of the former Navy SEALs with whom I served and a lot of the Marines, they've died, but I continue to stay vigilant for our Lord and to support you.
That's right. I remember all the great intel you used to give us back on what was happening when they ordered the Marines, remember? It was even in the newspaper to tell the kids, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Remember that?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, I remember. Yeah. So,
I just want to encourage everybody listening. I've passed out thousands of flyers with InfoWars over the years. I just don't know who picked them up or whatever. I passed them out to people. I just thank the Lord that I had that ability. Now I'm pretty much too sick with Gulf War illness to do much except get on this phone and encourage anybody else that has legs and a brain to perhaps do a little bit or a lot, like this young man, $40,000 he spent of his own money because of what you've been doing for 20-plus years, encouraging folks out here to do it.
Well, let me know who this young man is. He should get in touch with us, because there's all these businessmen and women and successful folks that we should create a database of stations, and then they can help put billboards up in those areas. Billboards are very inexpensive now because the economy is in so much trouble, so you can really get huge billboards that would have cost $10,000 15 years ago for like $1,000, including the printing. And it would be, and I think InfoWars isn't perfect, but it's one of the better things to promote. And absolutely, that's the reason we keep exploding, is people like that. But yeah, this fellow that called in used to give me a lot of intel on special forces stuff. All of it turned out to be accurate. And just God bless you. In fact, is Steve already gone?
I'm here. I'm still here.
So what kind of special operations were you in? I forget.
I was with the SEAL Team 1 many years ago.
Well, God bless you, brother. Call back again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The X.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.